This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The extreme heat in Kansas has impact in some home gardeners, especially those growing tomatoes. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, reminds gardeners that tomatoes can be picked and allowed to ripen off the vine. Greg, first off, maybe just a little background on what you've been seeing so far in terms of crops and how the crops are doing this year.
Yeah, I think there's always variables from region to region and backyard to backyard. You have people, neighbors talking about, well, my tomatoes are doing fine. Others, I'm still waiting for my first one to harvest. And so on tomatoes, you can harvest those as soon as they start to turn a little color for you. And that's just kind of helps prevent some potential problem down the road. If you have a quick rainstorm that comes through here in the summertime, that often cracks a lot of our tomatoes and fruit. And so if you can harvest right before that, that prevents that wasted fruit production. And so harvesting tomatoes when they start to turn a little color, you're not going to have any better flavor. You'll get maybe some better color if you bring them in the house where the temperature is a little more moderate typically during the summertime. And so that's a good thing to do.
We've had that extended heat for several days. Is there anything that goes wrong in the garden when we see that?
Back to the tomato situation, we're going to have poor pollination when it's elevated temperatures, meaning there'll be a lull in some fruit production. And the ripening is a situation, too. It doesn't ripen very quickly when it's really hot. And so, again, when you get a little bit of color in that fruit, go ahead and pull it off, bring it in the house, and it'll color up more pretty for you.
Any pests that you're hearing about?
Well, hot temperatures, we're going to have spider mites. If we have produce that's been fertilized, that seems like spider mites like the lush growth of fruit and vegetables. And so check for those. Fairly easy to see. You see discoloration on your leaf tissue. The easiest way is take a piece of white paper out there, put it underneath the leaf, tap on it. Mites don't stick to the leaves very easily, and so you'll either see them crawling on that white piece of paper, or if you take your hand and kind of crush them, you'll see some smearing, and that would be an indication of mites. A good control measure is just a high-pressure water spray. Again, they don't cling to the leaf very easily. And just taking your hose and washing the underside of your leaves where most of those mites are would be a good way to manage that.
As we continue to harvest, we probably also need to start thinking ahead to fall gardening.
It is. I don't know if people have some potatoes, seed potatoes left over that they didn't get planted, or maybe they thought ahead. Typically, we can't find them very easily for purchase, but if you do have some seed potatoes that you put maybe in the refrigerator to store them, we do plant those here in mid-July. It needs that growing season to go ahead and mature. And as we look towards cooler temperatures, dreaming of cooler temperatures at least in August and September, we want to think about replanting a lot of those cool season vegetables because they will go ahead and mature in the cool crispness of the fall. And that typically gives us elevated freshness and flavor to those vegetables. They'll taste different than they do in the spring when they're maturing in those warm temperatures. So it's a fun thing to try. And there's lots of resources out there. One thing we like to sometimes grow is broccoli and cauliflower and those type of cool crops. And we need to get those started here into July, first part of August, so that they'll be ready for planting really into the garden. Cool season vegetables means they like cooler temperatures than maybe what we have. And so those typically we can start in the basement or someplace where it's cooler inside with artificial light or supplemental light to get those up to a transplanting stage that we can put those out into the garden as the season starts to come around.
Do we need to plan out the garden, know exactly where we want to plant them?
Yeah, it's always good to kind of rotate our crops. And so if you had, let's say, our broccoli and cauliflower in a location that probably got voided because you harvested them, may not want to go back in that same location if you have options there. Probably a couple years in the same place is not going to be a big deal, but we do like to rotate our crops as we can.
Extension has some publications that really talk about planting dates, so they might want to check that out as well.
Yes, of course, the Kansas Garden Guide is our large book that's wonderful. You can download that, view it online. There is a calendar in there, kind of gives you an idea of when to be planting. And I think there's also a section specifically or a chapter on fall vegetable gardening that would be a great reference to look at.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.